You rang for me?
I did, sir. I'm going to leave it up to you if you want to trust Warrior into the room.
I respect it. I will not say it again. I'm not going to do it again. He's going to trust me and my people. I will not use my potty mouth again. And my apologies. Trish, you're one of my contacts.
Welcome, welcome, Warrior and Andrea.
I'm the Warrior. My hobbies are fighting. I'm a fighter, born and bred. My main focus in life is to kill, to be honest, in the ring, legally. That's why they call me the Warrior, my man. Yeah. Why is it all this training stuff? What's that all about? That's ridiculous.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Trish, you want to be in training with me? I'll train you up really well, my girl. I will. I'll train you up nicely.
Hello, Ring of Fire. How's everybody doing tonight?
My people, get the chat happening. I was in non-stop talking to a girl named Jojo. She was beautiful. And then I went to Australian Girls and Boys channels, and they were all good to me there. You guys don't talk here. What's that about?
Okay, you talk.
They're still new.
We do talk in here, Warrior. It's just, I don't know. There, a lot of times we just don't have a whole lot to say, so I don't know.
Trish, my girl, do you ever do Zillow sex? I'm just asking. I like your voice.
Thank you. No, I don't, actually.
Okay, my mom, just asking. I'm sorry to offend you in any way, shape, or form. I've had a little bit too much drink tonight, and my apologies, my girl.
You're fine, Warrior. I don't take too much offense to anything except for a few choice words that are not supposed to be said in here. And thank you, DJ. I really appreciate it. Like I said, I'm kind of moderator in training, so we'll see how it goes.
Trish, I'll train you any day. I will. I'd love to train you.
Unfortunately, though, Warrior, there's only certain people that I allow to train me, like Mr. Gage, because, yeah, he's just awesome like that.
Trish, I'm pretty awesome, my girl. I kid you not. I do amazing things to your training. I'll get you nice and fit. And nothing's up with me, my man. I'm just shooting the breeze, you know what I'm saying? Just talking. I'm not being disrespectful. She's a lovely lass.
I know, Forgetting Warrior, but welcome to the room. I'm Gage. I am one of the mods here in Arkansas who is actually helping out this Tosh. Her actual name is Tosh, not Trish. Just thought I'd let you know, since that's her name.
What did I do? What I do? That's her DJ.
That's DJ Awesome, 1985.
Not you, DJ. The other DJ that's in here, the female DJ.
And who's the girl that who just got into the room? Because it's so hard to tell because she said hi to me.
Sorry, my man. Did you say your name? Oh, you are gay? Gay? I don't care if you're gay, my man. My brother's gay.
That guy talking is Forgotten Warrior.
He tried to have sex with me a couple times. The dafty. I don't care if you're gay.
No. It's Gage.
Let me find out there's a female.
This took place at 4:45 p.m. This current transmission on Saturday, May 24th. Here's DJ Awesome 1985 again.
No DJ in here. Ooh, mean you're gonna get along. Go DJ.
Let me find out, he says. There is a moderator in Nonstop Talk. His name is Let Me Find Out, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to take a look, but I think that guy who is speaking is that moderator in there. Forgotten Warrior is also, I believe, one of Nonstop Talk's moderators, if not one of the users. And DJ Lover for Life is clearly and obviously JoJo. I recognize her voice, I recognize her laugh, and I recognize the sound that her phone makes every time she keys up. It makes a psh sound, a little psh squishing sound. That is clearly her. DJ Lover for Life and then DJ Awesome. Sounds like she loves this guy, DJ Awesome, and that is probably her newest Zello fling. The three of them, I believe, came into my channel to pollute it. If they say anything too bad, they will get blocked, but if they just act a little obnoxious, they can get away with it for a while. And they were trolling. The three of them were trolling my channel.
The female DJ in here. Ooh, me and you gonna get along. Go, DJ. Go, DJ.
Yeah, just listen to the way they interact. You can clearly tell that the three of them are in this together, and it's one of their trolling attempts. Since JoJo is not getting the catfishing that she wants, and she's not getting the recordings that she wants, it's now time to pollute my channel. So she and her two little goons have come into my channel to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, my man. I thought you said you were gay. My apologies. But I'm okay if you're gay.
His name is not gay. He's Gage. He's my good friend, Gage. He's not gay. Gage.
And I'm not gay at all. I already have a girlfriend, so...
DJ for Life, can I call you Andy for short?
Yeah, Andrea. That's not her name. This is JoJo, this girl right here. And listen to the squish sound when she keys up. If you ever listen to any of her transmissions, you'll always hear that squish. If you've ever heard her, you will recognize this is indeed her voice. She's trying to change it, but you can tell this is her. I'm going to play it.
Yeah, that's me.
See? Hear that laugh? Hear that squish? That is clearly JoJo. I do not go into her channels. In fact, I'm blocked over there. Not for any particular reason. It's the second time she's come in here this week. And, yeah, just continue to listen to this stuff.
You must be DJ for Life, right?
I'm so confused with all these DJs in here.
Okay, and that guy is SVokes57. He is also a moderator in JoJo's channel. So now there's four NST people in my channel at this moment. Here, I'll replay SVokes57.
I'm so confused with all these DJs in here. He's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to take another screenshot here. Show you all these people that are in here. There's four of them at this moment right here. That last transaction was at 4:46 p.m. Saturday, May 24th.
Damn, Mrs. DJ. You trying to take my spot? Let me find out you're trying to take my spot, Mrs. DJ. Man, I should get out of here because she's taking my spot. Shit.
Yep. Let me find out. There's that guy, DJ Awesome 1985. I believe his username is Let Me Find Out as a moderator in NST. Once again, I think it's him. I've never heard him before because, like I said, I don't go over there, but I've seen the name, and it seems like a phrase that he likes to use often, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's the guy. He uses it so often, he decided to create a username with that name. Bill, Nancy, I'm not kidding you about this stuff. Just listen to this, okay? There's a reason why I'm not uploading this onto your server. It's because, first of all, these transmissions are very long. There's too many of them to put on one page. Secondly, I know that people listen to these transmissions, and I'm trying to do this very low-key so that JoJo doesn't know that I'm on to her, okay? I can't necessarily get these recordings if she knows I'm on to her, okay? So I'm just trying to play like I'm oblivious and unaware of all this stuff, but I'm not. Okay, I was on my sleeping account. I have two accounts that I use, by the way. When I sleep, I sign into another account. These recordings are from my other account, and they come into my channel. There's been a lot of activity. People trolling my channel, spying, popping in at various times, waiting for me to key up before they troll, etc. Somebody was aware that I was asleep. I had just laid down an hour earlier. And then they're ready to come in and start doing this stuff while I'm gone so that I would be unaware that this happened. But I do occasionally listen to my history, and now I have to be extra diligent and listen to these histories even more now.
Hello.
He is not.
Listen, my man. I don't care if you're gay. That's your choice in life. The gay man.
This is rude.
Respect my brother.
He is not gay. He don't like sausage.
This stuff is really rude.
He loves what the girls have. Okay?
This is not the kind of typical talk we have in Ring of Fire. Okay? They're polluting it with their nasty talk.
He's not gay. Understand me? He's not gay. He got a girlfriend.
Okay,
that's Tosh, my newest moderator. Just made her a mod on just 2 hours earlier before this transmission here.
Now, DJ, I don't think Andy is trying to take your place, hon. I do think that she's just in here to chat and have a good time like everybody else. So, hey, let's keep it clean, guys. Let's keep it clean, all right?
Yeah, let's keep it clean. And no, she wasn't there to have a good time. Yeah, she was in there to have a good time. At Ring of Fire's expense. Okay, this next transmission is Forgotten Warrior again.
Listen, DJ, my man. I'm a 6'4" fighter. Don't come around me up. I'm just trying to fit in. You give me a hard time. I've had a bit too much to drink. So don't wind me up, my man. I'm telling you, do not wind me up. Do not call me a warrior for nothing. I'm going now. You have disrespected me.
Oh, please.
I'm not even talking to you, my man.
Oh, please. This man just disrespected Gage, and now he's saying that Gage disrespected him. This stuff is just... it's just outrageous. This stuff is just... intolerable. All right, next transmission. 4:48 p.m., DJ Awesome, 1985.
I'm not talking to you, know how. It is people are calling my friend gay. He's not gay. He told you he got the girlfriend.
They're intentionally having an argument in here and disrespecting Gage. This is not funny. Gage is a very nice guy, and he's blind. And he's a little naive.
His name is Gage. I don't like nobody to disrespect my friends. Do you understand me? And I'm not being...
DJ, I respect your opinion. I really do. And I know that you're just sticking up for Gage, but cool it, please. I mean, he's just stating his own personal opinion. You know, everybody has a right to theirs. And, you know, just like, you know, if you said something along those lines, you know, everybody would have to respect your opinion. That's just the way it works, dude.
And, Andy, since you're brand new here, welcome to Ring of Fire. The name is Gage. So...
it's JoJo.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure to see you in Ring of Fire.
I'm the only one that knows
Hopefully you'll enjoy your time here.
And here's JoJo. Wait. This next transmission is JoJo.
I'm not a zebra.
At four.
What did I do?
Yeah, 4:49 p.m. JoJo, right here.
What did I do?
You know that voice.
What did I do?
Listen to that voice.
Listen, DJ. Do not disrespect.
Nancy.
What did I do?
Nancy, you know that voice. Listen to that voice. It's JoJo.
What did I do?
Listen, DJ. Do not disrespect the man because he's gay. You are making me mad, my man. If he's gay, that's his prerogative in life.
Oh, my God.
We love him as a brother. He can't help it, my man. My brother.
This guy knows Gage is not gay, but he continues to go on with this gay thing. It's so disrespectful. And Gage is naive, and he's very tolerant, and he tolerated too much. He should have untrusted these people. And he wasn't aware that was JoJo either. There's four of her moderators in there. No, three of her moderators and JoJo. Fox in the hen house. You see what I mean? This stuff is just endless with this girl.
Brother's gay, and you are offending me, DJ. Very much so.
I'm keeping my cool. Okay, listen. I've said this before. And I'm saying it one more time. I already have a girlfriend.
You know what? I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna shut up. I ain't gonna say shit. So I'm out of this channel because he's disrespecting my homeboy, disrespecting my friend. So I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm out of here. I ain't gonna say nothing to nobody no more.
Bill and Nancy, let me ask you this. How much more of this do I have to tolerate? How much is enough before you put your foot down and do something about this little girl and her little tactics and her games? How much more do I have to put up with? Tell me, how much more do I have to put up with? You know, she's driven already enough nice people out of Zello and had enough people, nice people, have closed channels because of her. I'm serious. She's been just intolerable, and it's gotten worse and worse over the months. And it's not just me that she attacks, and I can bring you plenty of statements from other people, channel owners and other users, of how she has treated them. I wish it wasn't true, but it is, and I can't ignore this stuff anymore. Okay, I'm going to continue to play some more transmissions until they all leave.
All right, Andy.
Okay, 4:50 p.m. here. Forgotten Warrior speaking.
DJ Rossum, I sent you a friend request. We'll take this in a solo, because I got some choice words for you, picking on the gay man. I'm not happy about that.
First of all, I said this again, I'm not gay. I have a girlfriend, okay? You want me to lose my cool? You're about to make me...
Yeah, that's what they want. They want him to lose his cool. And I wish Gage would have just untrusted these people, but he's too much of a nice guy.
Lose my cool. And, yeah.
I don't want him to lose his cool. He's supposed to just deal with this stuff. I gotta talk to him. Anyway, here comes JoJo again as DJ Lover for Life, who says her name is Andrea. Now listen to the squish noise. You know that squish noise is always preceding. Every time she keys up, there's that squish noise. Listen.
I think I'll just go. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Andy. It was a real pleasure meeting you. Come back anytime and ring a fire.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Diana, sorry for inviting you to this channel. I didn't know they were racist.
Oh, good God.
Go back to the other channel we're talking on, too. That Australian Girls and Boys channel. Go back there. They're not racist. They don't care about gay people.
There's too much fighting.
Yeah, too much fighting. Well, who brought it all on? My gosh. So that's... Okay, that's her last transmission. Too much fight. There's never fighting in my channel. The only arguing that's been going on is what she brought in there. And clearly you can tell that he knows her. He invited her in. This is just sick. This is just sick behavior. Honestly, Bill and Nancy, how much more of this do I have to put up with? Seriously, I'm trying to run a nice, decent channel here. This is the absolutely most respectful channel on Zello. And the most heinous woman on Zello has been knocking at my door and getting her hounds to pound at my door and trying to bring drama into my channel. It's just horrible.
Chop it up, chop it up, chop it up. It's not allowed.
It's just horrible.
Okay, couple things. Andy, I'm sorry that you feel like you have to leave the room, honey.
And now Tosh, my new moderator, is apologizing to JoJo when she's the one that brought all this stuff in my channel in the first place. She's naive. She doesn't know any better. You know, they come in when I have, one, a new moderator, and two, my most naive and sweetest and most tolerant moderator, and they give them a hard time. This is just absolutely appalling. Nancy and Bill, this is appalling.
Usually it's not this bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And she's apologizing.
I do feel to a certain extent that, yes, Warrior, you are disrespecting Gage, and I don't think that that's completely fair. As far as, you know, other people having to leave the channel because of your, I don't want to call it racist, but discrimination, which I know is against the rules here in Ring of Fire.
Absolutely.
If you can't cool it, I'm just going to have to block you.
Thank you for putting your foot down. Somebody finally put their foot down. My God. I can't believe they let this stuff go on. But then again, if it didn't, then I wouldn't have these recordings to share with you. And you guys better take this seriously, please. Please take this seriously, Bill and Nancy. Okay? Please?
And DJ, awesome.
By the way, all day long, and the past few days, ever since you replied to my letter, And I know you responded, you sent JoJo a letter. I'm aware of that. Ever since then, she's been stepping up her game even more fiercely. Okay? Be aware of that. She did not take your advice. Okay? I have done nothing wrong. I just try to keep a peaceful channel here. I rarely go to other channels, and if I do, it's certainly not to troll, and I do not go to JoJo's channels. I have nice talks with people, and then I come back over here in this channel in Ring of Fire, and it's a very lovely channel, and we don't have talk like that. This is a very, very nice channel. We're very supportive and very caring in here. Again, let me remind you, I am an ordained spiritual counselor, okay? I'm a mature woman of 45 years old. I am an entrepreneur and businesswoman. I do not have time to have to defend my channel from this stuff and gather up recordings and write to you guys. I shouldn't have to continue to do this over and over again, sending you guys information. And I shouldn't have to listen to this stuff. When will it end that I have to stop gathering up information for you guys, for you to take this seriously?
You are my homeboy. And thanks for sticking up for me, man, if you're in here.
Thank you, Lewis. I do appreciate your input on that as well. I don't feel that it's right that anybody should be disrespected like that. I mean, because I know that that's a really big no-no, especially in Ring of Fire.
Especially,
I've talked with you, Lewis. I know how you talk. I know how you are. You know, but still, that's not the point. You don't be disrespecting nobody in this room. We don't disrespect you, so you don't disrespect others.
I'm a girl. This Lewis is a known hacker. He harasses women.
Oh.
You let him in the channel.
Oh my god.
That's a fucking big no-no. And he said, homeboy, what do you expect me to think?
Oh god.
I'm gonna go now.
Now he's trying to put words in people's mouths. Nobody said homo boy.
No, I've had enough of you guys.
Oh.
I'm not racist. My brother's gay. I'm not racist.
I've had enough of this man. Okay, at this point, he's finally been untrusted. Let's see what... I haven't heard these yet, but let's see what he has to say at this point now that he's untrusted. 4:55 p.m., Saturday, May 24th.
Julie, my girl, I am from Ireland, yeah. I come from a small village. My brother's gay. I've been discriminated for his past 25 years in his life, my girl. Because he can't get a lass. He wants a man. And then I got this problem with the DJ guy. Saying homo boy.
Oh, please.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
Hey, friend warrior. I had to put you in the trusted zone because you cursed. So I just had to give you a warning. And I couldn't get the button in open channel, but I'm going to trust you in the channel. Can you watch your language, please?
Okay, this moderator just came in and wasn't even aware of all this stuff that's going on. He did like a lot more than just curse, as you can hear. Can't believe he let him back in. Oh, God, he did. Oh, jeez. All right, and it goes on. Here's more. He's back in the channel here. A minute later. Oh, my God.
You are wrong, my man. I know who you are.
Oh.
Casper. You are a wrong, you harass woman.
Oh.
I hear you in a channel one time saying you're going to cut the girl's private parts off.
No.
And you're going to hack her account. I'll bring her in here.
Oh,
don't
God.
Don't go ignore innocent.
That didn't happen. Oh, my God. I cannot believe this stuff. This is giving me a headache. I shouldn't have to deal with this stress. This is just horrible. It's just absolutely horrible. JoJo brought this man in here. Oh, and he acts like he invited Andrea into the channel. Not JoJo, but Andrea. Yeah, she invited him in here. That's just disgusting.
Hi, my man. I'm drunk. I'm way drunk. I'm a wee bit over drunk. I'm gonna go, my people.
Ugh.
Peace out. My apologies. My apologies, my man.
All right, I think that's enough. They're all gone at that point. I know this is 25 minutes, but I need you to listen to all of this. Seriously, take this serious. Listen to it again. This isn't the only time. This isn't the only incident, but she has sent a lot of her goons over. This is the first time, though, since she came in and made false accusations and a threat in my channel that she's come back. This stuff absolutely needs to stop. Please take attention. Pay attention to this, Bill and Nancy. Thank you very, very much for your consideration. But this woman is polluting Zello all day long. I don't think she has anything better to do. She doesn't work, as far as I know. She has nothing better to do than go around and harass people, slander them, and cause mischief. Okay, she's not only thinks she's on our channel very often, so that leaves her plenty of time to do this other stuff. I'm a busy woman. I run a business. Okay, I don't have time to deal with any of this stuff, really. So I'm leaving this in your hands, okay? A lot of people deal with these things by also slandering other people, hacking, and doing whatever they do. Okay, I'm taking the high road here, as I always do, because I'm a very honest and honorable person. I'm doing what I feel is right, which is to bring this to your attention so you can deal with this, because this is your app. You need to be aware of this. And it's not just me that she's harassing every great once in a while. She does this constantly, okay? Constantly sending her goons to my channel and stuff, especially lately, slandering me and my channel and all this stuff. But it's not just me. She's doing this to other people constantly. I hear about it a lot. I am so tired of hearing about it. I'm so tired of hearing about people, good, nice people, being hurt by her, by being slandered, being harassed, being bullied. I am so tired of it. Please, please, I implore you, please do something about this, you guys. Otherwise, you're going to end up with nothing but a garbage channel with a harassing, cyberbullying tyrant, and it's going to keep driving good people out. Ring of Fire is one of the very, very best and most honest and caring and sincerely courteous and hospitable channels on Zello. Yes, there's a little swearing, but we do not tolerate harassment in here or discrimination. Take a look at my channel guidelines, the rules. You'll see what we're about, okay? Take a look at the website. You'll see the kind of programs we have. They're informative and caring programs, okay? Do you want one of the best channels on Zello to leave? Okay, I don't want to have to leave either, but it's already hard enough work without this kind of behavior. With this behavior, it makes it a lot harder for me, and it's causing my stress levels, okay? I'm a disabled woman, and it hurts me, okay? It hurts me to be in stress, and I can't handle this stuff anymore. So please do something. Thank you very much. Have a good day.